The UN representative said intercommunal violence in Jonglei State, the largest in South Sudan, and behavior of the security forces continue to be grave concerns. She added that for the first time in more than 2 years, South Sudan is now reporting suspected attacks and abductions by the Ugandan rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army.
UNMISS has developed a series of contingency plans to address emerging security threats and protection of civilians' needs, especially in the high-threat areas of Jonglei and the tri-state area of Lakes Unity, Upper Nile and Worop. Concurrently, UNMISS is utilizing all available assets and measures in areas with a history of violent incidents to prevent recurrences. Nevertheless, the critical mobility gaps that continue to face the mission make timely responses to early warning a significant challenge, even during the dry season.
On the issue of the security forces, Johnson detailed serious challenges related to the promotion and protection of human rights, including arbitrary and prolonged detentions, excessive use of force, and killings. She said the UN mission is conducting human rights training for officers, and she listed encouraging signs, including boards of inquiries into alleged murders committed by members of the National Army, the SPLA. Dr. Francis Deng is South Sudan's ambassador to the United Nations.
Our government remains committed to a policy of zero tolerance for crimes against civilians, especially by the army. And those who commit these abuses will be held fully accountable. The government has arrested a general who was in charge of the SPLA in Pibor during 2012 civilian disarmament exercise. The government has court-martialed those soldiers who committed abuses and has opened new investigations into such abuses.
Hilda Johnson, the UN envoy, stated that although South Sudan is still traveling a bumpy road, there are signs of encouragement with the new cabinet about to enter a New Deal compact with international partners. And while Ambassador Deng said South Sudan recognizes the difficulties in building state institutions, consolidating progress towards democracy, and protecting civilians, among other pressing issues, he stated,
"Our vision is nonetheless clear. A stable, peaceful, economically vibrant, and democratic South Sudan that is committed to the promotion of human rights and humanitarian principles. No one should doubt our ambitions in this regard, though we fully accept that we lack the capabilities we need to achieve our vision as quickly as we would all like."
The ambassador added that South Sudan is driven by the will to surmount these obstacles, but will need the understanding and support of the international community to do so. Deanne Penn, United Nations.